Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 10 million Ethiopians are in crisis due to the worst drought in over 50 years. Food for the Hungry's CEO Gary Edmond says families are fighting for their very survival.
Many of the areas to which we're going are unable to be able to actually have trucks go there. So we have to get donkeys and move the water there and jerry can to be able to get it to these people.
Convoys are delivering food and water is being ferried in by truck and by more unconventional methods.
Many times women and children have to travel more than 12 hours round trip to gather water. There's a domino effect in a significant way. Entire families are not able to have water, not able to have food.
How does this affect you? You can be part of the solution. We'll give you details at missionnews.org. Ethiopia is not the only struggling East African nation. Malawi is a small, landlocked country in southeastern Africa, and it's in a world of hurt. The floods and drought last year created a massive food shortage for this year. It's bad enough that one in five people could starve to death. Holly Cunningham of the Chisomo Idea says
those communities are already areas where prostitution is high. Those at-risk type activities are already a part of that community, and those things will increase when farmers are out of work, when they have to look for other ways to make money.
Noel Musicha says they're working out ways to respond to the immediate crisis and to continue to build relationships in the community. He's challenging you to ask yourself two questions.
Hey, God, how can you use me in this season? How can you use me even in this time of crisis for me to be a refuge for someone?
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On March 4th, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to a free IMN prayer event. Go to missionnews.org for the details. I'm Ruth Kramer.